listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Questions and concerns have been raised over how we meet Queensland's energy targets. Senator and opposition spokesperson for Resources, Susan McDonald, claims solar doesn't generate the power needed to support jobs for Queenslanders.
We have been talking about industry that is manufacturing solar panels and wind turbines offshore. So not only are we generating electricity from an industry that won't be able to protect and support manufacturing jobs, we are in fact exporting manufacturing jobs.
The Energy Minister has been contacted for comment. Queensland house prices have increased by around 60% in the past 4 years, according to PropTrack. Senior economist Paul Ryan says people are continuing to vacate metro areas in the hopes of finding a larger home in a lifestyle location like North Queensland.
There has been this uplift in the number of people moving to Queensland. We've seen that slow down, but we're still seeing price growth all across Queensland. And our report kind of shows why. It's still the case that there are more affordable homes across regional Queensland than there are really in other states.
Police are seeking urgent assistance to locate a missing woman from Kerwin. The 54-year-old woman was last seen on Daytona Drive around 5:20 p.m. yesterday. She is described as Caucasian, approximately 157 centimetres tall, with auburn hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a white top and blue pants and may be travelling in a white Honda CR-V. And Australia House in London has been renamed Bluey House for a day, with the Aussie show receiving a specialised award from the High Commissioner in honour of its cultural impact. Taking a look at the QRL, the Townsville Blackhawks suffered their fourth defeat so far this season at the weekend. Round 6 saw our boys go down to the Sunshine Coast Falcons, 14 points to 28. The Blackhawks have now dropped to 12th position on the leaderboard.